This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, let's check in with Aaron Rupar from Public Notice. He's joining us courtesy of the John Shuchikola Banker Hotline. Going to talk some politics early, a little sports later. How you doing, Aaron? Yeah, now there's Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
There I am. I heard the chime. I'm good. How about yourself?
No, that was user error. That was all on Tubbsy. He's his producing skills at times can be rather shaky. But no.
It's getting hot, huh?
It's been hot. Oh man. Well, hey, happy to have you back with us here. I want to get into some sports items at the very end, but one of the things that kind of created a little bit of a stir on Saturday on True Social. Was a post by Donald Trump, and it reads, quote, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia, they're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done." Essentially saying that he wants something done about his political rivals or opponents. Well, the question I think a lot of us are having is, was he meaning to, like, DM her this? Like, it's out in the open. It was deleted a little bit later. Like, what is going on here? Is he – what do you make of this? Because it's kind of it's scary, but at the same time a little bit baffling and funny.
Yeah, so I was actually at Farm Aid when that – post came across the transom, and I think like a lot of people, I was quite confused by it because, as you mentioned, it sort of reads in some ways like a text that you would send someone, but then the syntax is also kind of in the classic Trump tweets syntax with the all caps. And so, you know, my sense as I read it a couple times was that I think he probably did mean to post that publicly because, yeah, you're right that he deleted it, but he ended up adding one name where someone's first name wasn't included. So it's not like he took the whole thing down. But, you know, I think the thing that's kind of fascinating to me about this is I think the fact that Trump does stuff like this out in the open and publicly kind of shields him from accountability in some cases, because, you know, you can think like Watergate, you know, where the big reveal was when the Watergate tapes were finally released and you had Nixon talking with aides about, you know, covering up the break-in at the Watergate and, you know, basically criminal conspiracy. And here you have Trump, you know, directing his AG to prosecute his political rivals with no real implication that there's actual crime here. I mean, it seems pretty clear that he just wants to do this for retribution. But it's like the fact that it's right out in front of everyone somehow makes it like less of a scandal. You don't really have reporters kind of digging into it in the same way. I've been kind of reflecting on that I think there's something to be said for the fact that Trump just waves the stuff in everybody's face and has now for a decade. You know, I think kind of shields him from the accountability that we would expect because, you know, obviously for any other president, a statement like this would be, you know, an impeachable offense.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100%. I just think that we're at a point where this presidency and the way that he operates is so off the rails is that it's normalized behavior that should not be normalized.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, I think there was a temptation in Trump's first term to kind of disregard his tweets a little bit. You know, they kind of became background noise. And, you know, there was the sense that he was just kind of like raging on social media, but never really amounted to anything. What we've seen now, you know, just recently with Jimmy Kimmel, where, you know, after Colbert was ousted by CBS and said they wouldn't renew his contract, you know, Trump followed up by basically saying, you know, Kimmel is next. And then a couple months later, lo and behold, you know, the administration used the leverage that they had with the merger of Sinclair and Nexstar to kind of force out Kimmel. And of course, he's returning tomorrow. But I think, you know, we've seen with Trump that this time around, he has aides in place that are more pliant and willing to do his bidding kind of unquestioningly, you know, or without questioning whether, you know, it's the right thing to do or legal. And so, you know, I think we do need to pay attention to these posts because obviously this is something that he is really pushing for now. In terms of prosecuting, you know, the people that he wants prosecuted, whether it be Letitia James or Adam Schiff, you know, there's more to it. Like, you can certainly open up nuisance investigations and make people's lives miserable, but could you get a grand jury to indict, you know, any of these people? You know, I think that's kind of in question. You know, we do have some safeguards in our system to hopefully prevent against the worst abuses of power like this. But, you know, ultimately, I think Trump is pretty comfortable that no one is, you know, he's not going to be impeached, that Republicans are just along for the ride at this point. And so, you know, you see a president at this point, like you're saying, that it's really off the rails and he's not worried about being held accountable.
Yeah. We're talking to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And I did want to get to the Jimmy Kimmel stuff because it is the news of the day that Jimmy Kimmel is going to return. The show is going to return tomorrow on Tuesday. But Sinclair has made the statement here this evening that they are not going to return the show. They're going to preempt the show. I think it's a day in which a lot of people are celebrating the return of Jimmy Kimmel because people that are proactive about, you know, free speech and not being censored and not, you know, being under the microscope or being targeted by the Trump administration, everybody feels good about the return of Jimmy Kimmel in that way. Do you kind of, I'm pretty sure that you agree with that particular take just because we all should be able to have the opportunity to express our opinions, specifically when you're talking about late night TV hosts that crack jokes for a living and just it's not like he was pushing the boundaries with anything that he said last week.
Yeah, you know, for one, my mom is actually a regular viewer of Kimmel. So she was, you know, Colbert and Kimmel are kind of her two guys for late night. And so she was pretty bummed. You know, so I'm sure she'll be tuning in tomorrow and happy that he's back going forward. But, you know, beyond that, what you mentioned with Sinclair, I mean, I would imagine some of their advertisers are probably not thrilled about that, you know, given the audience that Kimmel will have tomorrow. You have to imagine that the news program they're going to put on instead is not going to do the same sort of ratings. So that's kind of an interesting angle to that. But, you know, you're right that with the specific comments that got Kimmel in trouble, now you could say that, you know, when he said something to the effect of, you know, MAGA spent all weekend trying to insist that the Charlie Kirk shooter wasn't one of theirs. And, you know, maybe he should have caveated that a little bit more. I think what he said was totally defensible and it certainly wasn't a lie or, you know, kind of like defaming a dead person or anything like that. So that to me was almost in some ways like kind of the most chilling aspect of this is, you know, it was like just this completely fabricated controversy over something that I think was a pretty defensible statement. And, you know, if that's all it takes to get someone taken off the air, I mean, we're in a pretty bad spot in terms of criticizing Trump and being able to do that, you know, just kind of free speech more broadly. So, you know, I do think this is an example that pressure works. You know, I'm sure you saw on social media over the weekend all the people posting that they were canceling their Disney accounts. And, you know, I think that they were taking a hit financially and they probably projected that it was going to get worse from here. And so, you know, there's kind of this sense sometimes of powerlessness. What can we do? You know, we're over a year out from an election, but, you know, grassroots pressure like that, just kind of, you know, basic, you know, economic pressure, making decisions with your dollars, I think can still have an impact.
This is my take on it, and I want your response to my take. My take on it is this. Jimmy Kimmel, regardless of what people think about him, super popular, and people support him, and they love the fact that we live in a country where everybody's supposed to be able to have freedom of speech, okay? The ABC and Disney didn't think that the backlash against them was going to be like it was. When they started losing money over the weekend and everybody was canceling and canceling and canceling, whether it was Hulu, whatever it is, then they said, we cannot have this. They saw, and to this day, Target, and I honestly think that Target will never fully recover. Do I think that Target will eventually probably, you know, bounce back a little bit? Yes. But they will never fully recover from the DEI situation. Some of those people have just moved on to Costco, moved on to other places to spend their money, and said, we're done with Target, we're over it. I think that they have looked at that and said, we don't want to be the Target of television and broadcast media. What do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, I really do think that's what happened here, is that the financial hit was proving to be more than they were willing to swallow. Now, I will say, I'll be interested to see how Kimmel handles this tomorrow, because, you know, I think you can look at this and kind of say, why would Kimmel want to go back to ABC at this point, you know, given what just happened over this past week? And obviously he has to have concerns over how independent his voice can be and, you know, whether he'll be censored for criticizing Trump. So I will be very curious from that standpoint, just like, does he come out with guns blazing and, you know, really criticizing Trump and kind of leaning into it? Or do we see kind of a softer Jimmy Kimmel, maybe spending a little less time on politics and, you know, sort of the way that Fallon kind of handles his show, it's a little bit less political, I would say. So I am curious to see that component of it, but I think your overall analysis, I mean, I can't disagree with that, because I certainly didn't expect him to cave so quickly, and the only reason I could think of is that it's hurting the bottom line.
How was Farm Aid?
It was great. I mean, Neil Young was a bucket list performer for me. I've seen Dylan probably 10 or a dozen times over the years, and actually really enjoyed John Mellencamp. That to me, I think, was a highlight. You just forget how many kind of classic rock hits he has, and he had the full band. You know, there are a lot of performers that are doing more of the acoustic folk approach, but, you know, Mellencamp really rocked it out. And, you know, Willie Nelson, I mean, you know, just timeless, all-time Americana legend. So it was kind of a long day. We were there from like 3 until midnight or so, and I think the show even went a little bit later than that. But a really good, really good show, and great vibes at Huntington Bank Stadium, too.
Hey, man, you love Minnesota sports. Were you all about the Lynx yesterday? Did you get a chance to watch?
Yeah, I was there. I was there yesterday.
I was there
tomorrow,
too.
And, you know, I came out of game one feeling pretty good, because it felt like the Lynx played far from their best game. And I thought, you know, Phoenix came out offensively, really kind of humming, moving the ball, getting to the rim. And so in fact that the Lynx could kind of pull together enough to steal a win when it felt like they were kind of on their way to losing at halftime, you know, I think bodes well for them. And man, if they can't win a title this year, I mean, you know, it seems like all the stars are kind of aligned. Obviously the Carrington injury hurts, but you know, especially when you see the Fever over on the other bracket winning game one with kind of, you know, a shell of a roster with all the injuries they have. I mean, it feels like it's kind of lining up pretty nice. So I'm excited to be there tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully we finally get another championship in this market and have a parade next month.
Well, I'll tell you this, man, I have a bunch of vacation I have to burn here between now and December the 31st. So I'm assuming that at some point me and you we'll meet up at a Timberwolves game, because, you know, it's that time of year, man. We got to get our NBA basketball on, and we'll catch some NBA basketball and hop on over to a First Avenue and hang out afterwards or something.
I love that, man. Hey, I don't think we've got a Twins game, obviously, but not a Wolves game. So I believe 1 month from today is the Timberwolves opener. So
let's go.
Yeah, you know, and that's a nice thing with this Wings playoff run, is that it's pretty much going to carry us almost the entire way to NBA. So
media day
back in our lives here.
Media day is a week from tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Is it a week from tomorrow? Maybe. No. It's actually a week from today. A week from today, I think, is media day for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So let's get ready, man.
Yeah. And actually, I won some tickets kind of completely separately to the Wild preseason game on Thursday. So my kids are really excited about that. They've never been to a hockey game.
Nice.
So it's kind of snuck up on us, but, you know, fall sports are here. And obviously Timberwolves for me are the big highlight. And like you said, before we know it, the season will be here and you and I will have to catch a game and kind of fully catch up then.
For sure, man. All right. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
That's Aaron Rupar from Public Notice joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Something caught our eyes and ears from Donald Trump over the weekend. We'll get to that next. All right, over the weekend, they had the Charlie Kirk Memorial.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And I know it was greatly attended. I know a lot of people watched it. Donald Trump spoke at the event, and this is what he had to say about hating his opponents.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica.
I think that the part about Charlie Kirk not hating his opponents is a little bit questionable with regards to his views just kind of on things. But I mean, that's whatever. I mean, that's Donald Trump. That's just how he talks, man.
Yeah, this was...
I don't think it's very presidential, but that's Donald Trump.
Yeah, it just amazes me how you can talk about someone who loves everyone, who is, you know, a great leader of the people, who, you know, is the one that can bring America to new heights better than they've ever been before. Well, when you've got somebody who is constantly pushing this us versus them narrative, this is what it's always been with Donald Trump. And to see this yesterday at a memorial for Charlie Kirk, whether or not you agree with him or you don't agree with him, this was a memorial to honor Charlie Kirk's life, his legacy. You may agree with it, you may not agree with it, but it turned into a...
It doesn't lower the temperature.
No, it doesn't. When you say things like that, you know, Charlie Kirk's sister was not there. Charlie Kirk's parents were not there. And we're sitting here and all of the comments are just about the extravagant rally type feel when you've got words like this. At this point, when you want to bring this country together, and, you know, if Obama or Biden would have said this, like, there would have been a huge uproar about hating your opponents. But yet here we are and we treat it like a normal thing. And it's not normal.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, nothing about this is normal.
I'm not bothered by the, I don't know anything about his parents. I don't know anything about, that doesn't matter to me at all about his family. I don't know anything about those people. What I will say, though.
But you have a memorial where your family doesn't attend. That's just a little weird to me.
We don't know about their family, though. Does his family espouse his views too? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't really care about that part of the story. The thing that I would say is that, and this is why I asked Jeff Hayden about this when we talked last week. I just think it's questionable when we talk about lowering the temperature in the country. I don't believe that Donald Trump is up for that. That is not something that he wants to do.
He doesn't want to do it.
So I think that ultimately, does the temperature get lowered? I'm not sure. Because if anything, he's going to put gas on it.
Oh, he loves this.
So
he wants any reason to go in and, you know, have this authoritarian power, right? To be the leader, the protector, this tough guy. It's just absolutely appalling. I think what just bothered me is when you're at a memorial and it's a 10-hour thing and we hear more about these political talking points than we do about the person that you're supposed to be honoring. It just doesn't. I don't know why it shouldn't surprise me, but it does.
Yeah, I think you're letting it bug you way too much.
I don't know how much holding out hope. Maybe there is no hope. I don't want to go around, you know, I don't want to go through life thinking that things are hopeless. I'm just hoping for one little moment of compassion. For someone that was supposed to be a child to you, like a son to you, this is you're not even mentioning him.
The one thing that I think is interesting is, so Turning Point USA, which that was Charlie Kirk's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Their organization's spokesman and executive producer has slammed, since the news broke earlier today about Jimmy Kimmel, they have slammed Disney and ABC for bringing Jimmy Kimmel back. He tweeted out, quote, "Disney and ABC caving and allowing Kimmel back on the air is not surprising, but it's their mistake to make." I find that interesting because if we're going to sit here and say that Charlie Kirk was all about free speech,
yes,
that's yes. not, I mean, that flies in the face of not being about free speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, Charlie Kirk is all about, you know, being able to use your First Amendment rights. And if you are
allegedly,
and if you're going to sit here and bitch and complain and whine about, oh, well, it's not fair that Jimmy Kimmel is going to be back on the air. Well, isn't this what he would have wanted? Because, yeah. I mean, everybody, that's what you see. You're like, well, Charlie Kirk wouldn't have wanted Jimmy Kimmel to be taken off the air. He wouldn't have wanted this because he's a free speech advocate. So are you a free speech advocate when it's your side, or are you a free speech advocate for everybody? And, I mean, if we really want to believe that's who Charlie Kirk was, then ABC did the right thing by Charlie Kirk. The whole thing with the Kirk Memorial, I mean, his wife got more pyro than Cody Rhodes did, right? She's coming out to all the sparklers. It's like, that wasn't a memorial,
man.
That's like, that's WrestlePalooza. Like, shit. I've never seen a memorial that turned into a pseudo concert. Like it's just weird. It's just weird.
Yeah. All right. 651-461-9226. I do want to get back to something with regards to the Minnesota Vikings, because I do think it's an interesting conversation to have about evaluating Carson Wentz versus evaluating J.J. McCarthy, because I think it's harder than most people want to look at. We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I don't know how long of a field goal this is. Monday Night Football, 14-14 tie, Detroit and Baltimore. Which, by the way, I think that Detroit got their swagger back last weekend. I'm dead serious. I think they got their swagger back.
Beating the Bears, that'll do it to you.
The Bears beat the Cowboys.
I mean, let's be honest. Number one, that defense sucks.
I know.
But no CeeDee Lamb. Like, CeeDee got hurt
in
the first quarter.
Yeah, he did.
So
still, he don't play defense. Their defense sucks. Yeah. So, well, do we know how long of a field goal this attempt this is?
I don't know. Is it, as long as it's not, is it 62?
It's over 60.
Over 60.
I think it's like 62 yards.
Well, Will Reichard can make it.
No, it's 67.
67? What's the NFL record?
Are you kidding me?
What's the NFL record? 67-yarder. Okay.
Are you kidding me? He's about to tip a 67-yarder?
Well, it...
He just missed it.
Yeah, it looked like it hooked.
He had enough leg, though. Wow. That's something.
14-14, though.
It's a good, yeah.
Both these teams are moving the ball.
So where are you at on the J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz conversation? Because people are saying, because we're jumping ahead, people are saying if Carson Wentz wins like three straight games or four straight games or goes 3-1, that he should stay in. I don't – look, this is my official take on it. Based on what we see from J.J. McCarthy, I'm not tied to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like – we'll get there when we get there. If Carson Wentz is undefeated, it'd be hard for me to yank him and throw J.J. back in there. But I'm not tied to anything. Because if people want to say, well, this will hurt his development, this will hurt this. He's a professional football player. Get over it. Go out there and compete.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I look at it. I understand where is Kevin O'Connell in terms of winning now to quarterback development. Because if Carson Wentz goes out there and, you know, the next couple of weeks, they say, a lot of people say these are winnable games. You're Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Best case scenario, you're 4-1, you get the bye, you come back. You got Philly, Chargers, Detroit. I don't know that I would want to throw J.J. McCarthy in
against
cold
Philly.
Against Philly.
That's dangerous.
That's kind of where I'm at. Now, do you get past that part of the schedule where it eases up? Because this is where he was supposed to get comfortable. Against Chicago, against Atlanta, against Cincinnati. I think that if Carson Wentz is playing the type of football that they want, like, you know, as he said, a point guard, a game manager, then I think you continue to roll with Carson Wentz, but I don't think that ultimately Carson Wentz is the guy that is going to supplant J.J. McCarthy.
We don't think. I mean, people didn't think that Sam Darnold was going to do that.
I mean, if you're he's 22 years old. J.J. McCarthy is your franchise quarterback. He's got 90 snaps, 90 professional snaps in his career, and I don't think that we can make a fair judgment on that, because as you and I were talking before, offensive line was banged up. The offensive line in the first couple weeks was less than stellar, and that is being very generous. You didn't have Christian Darrisaw. Ryan Kelly was out with an ankle and now a concussion. It's hard to do anything when you don't have two of your top offensive linemen, especially your left tackle. It was a top five left tackle in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy is not without blame. Like, he held onto the ball too long. He took some sacks.
Yeah.
So let's see what J.J. can do when he's going to have the same pieces in place as Carson Wentz does. And then I think you can make a fair assessment.
Yeah, but I guess this is my question, though. Is this about making assessments in the season, or is this about winning games? This is not just about making an assessment about J.J. McCarthy. Like, that's not just what this season's about. Like, go win some damn football games. If Carson Wentz is winning football games, then leave his ass in there.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
Does Kevin O'Connell, are you weighing we're going to win now with Carson Wentz, or Carson got us to a good spot? We feel like J.J. with the time, he can step in and take over where Carson left off. I don't know what the right approach is. If Carson Wentz, if Carson Wentz continues to win these games, to me, it's hard to look at it and say,
what is the phrase? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. I don't think you should get Wally Pipped. You should lose your job.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe that? Okay.
We've seen Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, I have said that I don't think Carson Wentz.
We've seen Brock Purdy.
Yeah. If he's winning games, then he should continue to play.
Yeah, that's Wally Pippen somebody, though.
Yeah.
You don't believe in Wally Pippen people?
I don't think it's going to happen when you've invested a first-round pick.
That's not the question.
In J.J. McCarthy.
You don't believe in Wally Pippen?
No.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Like sometimes you just gotta, like, as much as you might want to look at your situation and you don't want to eat crow, sometimes you gotta eat crow. Sometimes you just gotta stomach it. Brady, Brock Purdy, whoever it is. In Seattle, Russell Wilson. Sometimes you just gotta, you know what? We gotta do it.
Yeah, but those guys came in because of injuries to somebody else. Carson Wentz is.
He's coming in because J.J. got injured.
Right, but
what's the difference?
But if you're talking about Tom Brady being a young quarterback who came in because of injury, Carson Wentz is not a young quarterback who is going to be a franchise guy.
It doesn't matter. His age matters now?
This whole Vikings regime is tied to J.J. McCarthy. It just is. Getting rid of everybody from the Spielman-Zimmer days and wiping out all of that salary, you did this to build around a young quarterback.
If Carson Wentz led this team to a Super Bowl, I wouldn't give a damn about J.J. McCarthy.
And that's fair. I would love it. Like, I've always been a Carson Wentz guy because of North Dakota State and, growing up a Viking fan, playing here. But I just feel like there's too much invested right now with the Vikings for if J.J. McCarthy is healthy and they feel that he won't, they feel like he's gotten better from where he was before because he didn't have the same pieces. He didn't have Addison, didn't have a healthy offensive line. He's not going to have the same things that Carson Wentz has. I mean, I don't know how they look at that. I don't.
But
McCarthy is this regime's guy.
Based on your logic, the 49ers will still have Trey Lance.
Because he's North Dakota State guy.
Because sometimes, as frightening it is to realize you made a mistake, you need to acknowledge when it's time to move on. Or at least say, we can't do this right here, right now. I'm not sitting here saying that J.J. McCarthy's not going to be good. I'm not saying.
Yeah, because when you say move on, that gives me the implication that
I'm talking about move on in the sense of
the season.
In terms of this here in the here and now, we're not thinking about just the future. We're also thinking about right now who is going to give us the best opportunity to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moving because Sam's got us. I'm just this hypotheticals. He's won us four consecutive games. We're sticking with him. We're gonna ride the hot guy. When teams make those decisions, I have no issue with it. None.
Okay, and I don't have a problem with that at all because it is about winning games. But then, at what point do you feel that you can marry the development, developing a quarterback to, getting that experience and winning games? Because it didn't work early in the season, it doesn't mean it might not work later.
Imagine this. Carson Wentz wins four consecutive games. You bring back JJ. JJ loses back-to-back games. So now you've got JJ that's overthinking things because he's lost two in a row, and the quarterback they're replacing won four. And then you lost your fan base. Oof. That's rough.
Oh, you're not going to lose this fan base.
No. You would lose. You would have Viking fans livid that you just put a guy on the bench that won four in a row for a rookie quarterback. You would. People will be upset. You know it, and I know it.
But if Carson Wentz wins those games, J.J. McCarthy struggles, then you yank him, you put back in Carson Wentz?
But then what? So now we're really going to play with his mind, right? Right?
Well, don't you give him an opportunity to come back and get the job back?
I don't think you owe J.J. McCarthy anything right now. You do what's best for the team. Okay. He looked terrible in the first two games.
Oh, he
terrible.
Did. He did. Yeah.
He looked good for one quarter.
He did.
And like I said before, if he's on the sidelines and he's on the bench and Carson Wentz is winning football games and he can't handle it, then he ain't a franchise quarterback to begin with then. If he can't handle that, he ain't a franchise quarterback to begin with.
This is this regime's guy, though. You cannot go through this whole J.J. McCarthy experiment and not give him a chance to be successful, because this is everything that they had set up for. You let Sam Darnold walk. You let Daniel Jones walk. You went in.
Did he get a chance at the beginning of this year?
Who's that, J.J.?
Yeah.
Two games.
What happened?
90 snaps. Now, you're not gonna make an assumption based on 90 snaps.
But what happened? He got a chance. What happened?
Well, he had a chance, but it's not all on him.
No, he got a chance, and what happened?
But it's not all on him. You're acting as if J.J. McCarthy was the one reason that the Vikings lost those games.
That's not what I said. I said he got a chance, and what happened? He got hurt. That's on him. He got hurt.
Getting hurt, getting injured is now on the player that gets injured?
Who is it on? It's his body. Am I going to blame Justin Jefferson for J.J. McCarthy getting hurt?
So,
no,
did he tackle himself?
He got hurt. Who am I supposed to blame?
You don't blame the guy who gets hurt.
No. There's really no blame to put on. But you have to. You're sitting here saying he didn't get a chance. No, I'm telling you, he did get a chance. Mm-hmm. He played multiple games and got hurt. There's no real blame to pass on somebody for getting hurt, but don't say he didn't get a chance. It's
so you're passing judgment on a 22-year-old with 90 snaps under his belt.
That's not what I said. You said he needs a chance. I said he's gotten a chance so far to this point. I'm not saying that his chance should be over, but you can't say he didn't get a chance when he started the first two games of the year. Stop it.
Did he have a healthy offensive line?
That's beside the point. Gotcha. He got a chance with a bad line.
He got a chance with a bad line. Well, you're going to suck with a bad line. You might suck with a good line, but we're not going to know.
Coming up next, we'll get the headlines and wrap it up right here on the Lake Show. Text line is Team Lake. Henry's right. You keep riding Wentz until you don't. And when that is, who knows? That's why the coaches make the big bucks to make that decision. If we're winning and Wentz is looking good or productive, keep him in.
Hey, I'm a Carson Wentz guy. I'm the biggest Carson Wentz fan here.
I'm not sure about that.
He's a bison. right? I wanted Trey Lance because he's from Marshall and he went to North Dakota State. Ain't nobody cheering North Dakota State like I'm cheering North Dakota State. Hail the Bison. Let's go Bison. I want Carson Wentz to kick everybody's ass.
Let's go headlines.
Headline is Carson Wentz going to kick everybody's ass. Yeah, Wentz 316 says, I'm going to win a Super Bowl. Hey, dozens gathered in the West Metro yesterday to hear firsthand accounts on how gun violence affects families. Three women whose children survived the mass shooting at Annunciation Church in South Minneapolis told attendees at a town hall that something must be done to stop gun violence. Carla Maldonado invoked the names of two children who died in the attack. Stephanie Monscotti told the gathering that the meaningful gun safety legislation must be passed. Town hall in Plymouth was hosted by 3rd District DFL Congresswoman Kelly Morrison. Last week, members of the Minnesota State Senate held two hearings on gun violence issues, and Governor Tim Walz is still working to arrange a special session on gun safety. Republican lawmakers have pushed back on the calls for banning certain weapons, including high-capacity assault-style guns, saying other bans haven't worked and it unfairly punishes regular law-abiding gun owners.
We got to do something, man. I just sitting here time after time after time saying we need to do something, and we know we need to do something, but we don't do something, isn't doing anything.
Well, we're doing something by
ignoring.
By not doing anything, right? No. Isn't that kind of...
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's not good.
Hey, I know you're a big WeFest guy, and I know that WeFest is returning next year with Lainey Wilson, Brooks and Dunn, and Thomas Rhett headlining the legendary Detroit Lakes Country Music Festival. Of course, it's held at the 400-acre Sioux Pass Ranch, going to take place August 5th through the 8th. Of course, this year's lineup included Little Big Town and emerging acts such as Minnesota native singer-songwriter Zach Thomas. In addition to the headliners, next year it's going to have a little more with Little Big Town, Shenandoah, and Diamond Rio. Oh, what a beautiful mess we are in.
You're going to be there.
Hey, man, I've been to WeFest. Dude,
I have not.
I've been on the stage at WeFest when I was a country music DJ.
Nice.
Real Country 102, KRCQ. Alan Jackson taking us down to Chattahoochee. Quarter after one here, Real Country 102, KRCQ, Detroit Lakes' number one country leader. Hey, the Galleria is bringing in a parade of new stores. By the way, it's a great party, if you remember it. The Galleria is bringing in a parade of new stores on the heels of a Bowl and Branch and Minnesota heritage brand Faribault Mill opening up at the Edina Mall. Seven more brands are going to open up. It includes an expanded Sweet Ivy storefront. Company will also bring back its Lodge 25 seasonal pop-up that the Galleria says focuses on goods that they say inspired by Aspen's chic ski town aesthetic. But they're going to have Minneapolis-based women's clothing brands. Mill and Pumps Bijou will open in October and November. Sweet Paris Creperie. Looking forward to that because, I mean, I love crepes. And you're going to have a home goods brand, Vivid Home. Is going to be there in February 2026.
Let's bring it on. I am a big Galleria guy because I'm a big Trailmark clothing store at the Galleria guy. Those are my guys. Joel, Jed, love their shop. Best clothing in town. Seriously. Let's go, Galleria. Let's go. All right, just going to wrap up headlines. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6. Take you to pregame for the Minnesota Twins, and then after that, we've got Final Pitch. Talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,